Every team, every topic, everywhere. This is Believe.
1, 2, 3. It's a Hard Knicks Live. It is a Hard Knicks Live. A Hard Knicks Live. Oh, it's a Hard Knicks Live. It's a Hard Knicks Live.
What up, Knicks fans? And what is up, Barry motherfucking D?
What is up, Craig?
And good day to Jay, a.k.a. Blanderson Hooper, who can't do any drops for a while. Right, Jay? You can't.
I gotta charge my mouse just for a little bit.
Right, we only knew we were doing a podcast about for the last, 4 days. And we get on here and you see
it just came up that it's ready to die. I mean, it's not as bad as having my computer die while we're getting ready to tape the show.
It's been many, many days since that's happened.
Well, I don't know. When basically all you do is drops and you can't do them, it's like having your computer die.
It's very hurtful.
You are listening to the One Knicks podcast, guys, that is so funny. It gave Barry hemorrhoids. So bad, he's got to get surgery this week.
It's not hemorrhoids, Craig. It's the other H word, which is a hernia. It's not hemorrhoids, bro.
I know, but
not that there's anything wrong with that. That even if it was hemorrhoids, he shouldn't be.
It is like a hemorrhoid coming from your stomach, isn't it?
No, I mean no. It's not really hemorrhoids.
Guys, bet online. So we'll get back into that. But let's just get this shit out of the way. The last of the major pro sports leagues is off and rolling, and college basketball is ready to go as well. We did say that was back, right?
Yes, it's back.
Football is back. I have, so I don't know.
Everything's back.
All your sports are back.
During this.
Oh yeah, how are you playing drops right now?
I'm just really incredible.
Bet Online remains your top spot for all your live betting action and contests. NFL, college football, Jesus Christ. You're throwing me off with the drops, man. NFL, college football, regular football, UFC, and the NHL are all in full swing. Bet Online is your number one source for wagering news, odds, trends, and predictions. All the hoops betting action, along with every sport available at your fingertips with mobile desktop and mobile access at any time. Head to Bet Online today. Use our promo code BLEAV, B-L-E-A-V, to get your 50% welcome bonus on your first deposit.
On your mobile device, remember.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, never leave home without your mobile device, you know. Bet Online, where the game starts. All right, coming up in today's show, guys, we got Coach Tibbs in the studio. A.K.A. Barry.
What? Why would you?
Just what? Is that a secret?
Coach Tibbs. We got Coach Tibbs coming up tonight.
I thought with Barry going under the knife that later this week, it was a good time to get Tibbs in here, just in case this is the last time.
Oh.
Well, I'm sure Tibbs is very excited to be here. I'm sure he can't wait to
is Tibbs out. Is Tibbs arrived yet?
No, he's coming. He's still watching, looking at film.
Is there a chance Barry might not come out of this?
I don't know. Hemorrhoid surgeries are serious.
Hernia surgery, Craig. Thank you.
Do you go under the knife for that?
Yeah. They put you out. You go under the knife.
I mean, under the knife. You go under.
Oh, yep. Yes, I go under.
You're not going to request to stay awake, or you can't?
What? Why would I want to stay awake while they slice a hole in my stomach?
Yeah,
this hernia. Fortunately, the hernia is not in my groin. I think if I had a choice of hernias, the one that's above my belly button is the preferred spot,
because they just cut into the belly button.
Yeah, I guess they cut right above it and then cut it all out, and then
they gotta sew you up.
Yeah.
Did you try an over-the-counter hemorrhoid cream?
It's not hemorrhoids, Craig.
And your also
fascination
coming up,
with hemorrhoids, gosh.
And also coming up, another big tease, one of those listeners we begged to come back.
Oh, they're back?
Is back.
Oh, I can't wait for that.
And meanwhile, and I felt bad because...
can't be more excited for that.
I felt bad because I think we left one out, and I was like, oh, man, well, I didn't even shout this guy out, and we haven't heard from him yet this season. It's Derek from Scotland.
Oh,
we didn't even mention him last week.
We haven't heard from him in a while.
I know, but we were mentioning all the big-timers, and he's certainly one of them.
That's he's been sending a lot of voicemails by email. I just haven't been playing them.
Oh.
No.
I hope that's
no,
a joke.
I'm joking.
Okay, that better be.
It is true. Where is Derek? Derek.
I wonder what happened to him.
Listen, we can't name all of the people that mean so much to us.
It's too many to name.
Listen to this show. It's too many. All right, guys, you want to hear the Ralph montage this week? We had, sure. What's wrong? Oh, no, Blandy's still Persian mouse.
I said that,
and Blandy gave the worst look. No, you're not ready.
No, I got it.
What is your charge at right now?
I don't know, but I can do it. I just have to be on the page, and I can do it with the
2%?
Keyboard. I could do it at the with the keyboard, so I'm good.
Okay, and then you can charge it during Ralph's two-minute montage.
So, you want me to go?
Right, let's hear what Ralph was up to this week.
Okay.
Ralph here with the Knicks versus Hornets game. Little bit concerned that this is a noon game. You usually don't do that great during early games. And LaMelo Ball is going to be guarding Brunson. Hartenstein and RJ Barrett are in the office. Manuel Quickly for 3 at the buzzer. Knicks up by 10 at the half, and boy, are they playing like a team. Knicks
Ralph sounds like he's off his game
lead.
At noon, right?
He does sound a little...
Yeah, it's
the energy's
it's matinee
there.
Ralph, you know? Yeah, he's still waking up.
Matinee Ralph?
Yeah.
Ralph?
Oh, shit. Hold on. Son of a bitch.
Oh, my God. What?
No, because it's when you stop it, stops, then it starts again. So.
Manuel Quickly for 3 at the buzzer. Knicks up by 10 at the half, and boy, are they playing like a team. Knicks with a 21-point lead in the third quarter. Go, Knicks. Knicks win. Charlotte Hornets in a blowout. On to Boston
lackluster.
This is Ralph. I wanted to have a few comments before the Knicks and Celtics game tonight. The Knicks now have won 3 in a row. They're above 500, and their offense has become unpredictable. Unfortunately, RJ's going to be out tonight, so that'll make it a little tougher, and the Celtics are good, but I'd like our chances with about anybody nowadays. It's a dog fight. Ruff, ruff. Knicks up by 1 at the half. A hell of a game. Well, the Knicks lost, and it's back to 500 for us. Anyway, on to the next one.
You know, Ralph didn't send that many voicemails in for that Celtics game, but that was some fucking back and forth game. I mean, it looked like a blowout in the end, but it really was great.
That first half, maybe aside from like the last minute and a half, 2 minutes, when Boston put together like, you know, 7 straight points, up until that point, that first half was like definitely the greatest half of the season so far, just from a competitive standpoint. Like you said, both teams going back and forth, playing hard, playing well. I mean, the Knicks, their offense is looking good. They're moving. I mean, it's not like they have like a lot of different plays that they run, but at least they're always moving around now. You know, whether it's the same thing or not, I'm just happy to see them moving, passing the ball to one another. It seems it's like contagious for them. So, yeah, it's been good to watch. I think they're in a good place. Again, 5-5.
Yeah, I mean, it's a really good sign that they play these top teams tough and well.
Yeah.
I mean, the Celtics ended up, it looked like a blowout in the end, but I think even through the third quarter, it was, the Knicks went up by a decent amount, they went down by a decent amount, they came back. We never give up, as we know.
And listen, it was the second day of
and
a back-to-back.
We had no RJ.
Right, no
RJ. We had no
RJ,
and we had no Emmanuel Quickly.
Well, I mean, he was there. Yeah.
Well, was he? Might as well have not been. Maybe we've been better off.
That's the thing with IQ that he has to get better at this season if he really does want to get the contract he wants and take that huge next step is you can't every few games just disappear.
I know. I mean, I'm dogging on him, but it's one game. You know, he's been great, you know, the rest of the season, pretty much all nine games he's been good. So it's just one game, but yeah, it was a pretty shitty game.
What'd you think about RJ being out for the migraine? Do you think that affected... I didn't mention why Tibbs is in the studio today, but Tibbs is going to give us his top five Tibbs guys. It's been compiled from a panel. I don't know why we would need a panel to give Tibbs his top five guys, but we made the list for him and he's going to read them. He's going to comment on them.
Comment on.
Do you think that RJ's migraine affected his top Tibbs guys ranking?
Oh. Oh, because because Tibbs
because
like
he wasn't available?
Likes guys that can play.
Come on, he couldn't play because of headache. Come on, you know.
Have you ever had a migraine? You see spots, so maybe you know. Do you want him out there
maybe,
when you see
maybe
spots?
Maybe it did affect it. I mean, I don't know if we want to tease anything about our own personal lists or not at this point. But
I should hope that that doesn't affect anything.
He wasn't on my
to
list.
Me,
this,
to me,
one
it
of
does.
Tibbs' top five
to
guys.
Me, it does. You battle through those spots, Blandy. Hmm. It's the Boston Celtics.
Yeah, and again, let's say you have a headache, a really bad headache, a migraine, right? When that happens to me, and I get them from time to time, and I take some ibuprofen, most of the time,
no.
20 minutes later, 30 no. minutes later,
then,
an hour later,
no,
well, you keep shaking your head, no, how long are it going to, it's going to last
then,
more than an hour?
Then you're not having a real migraine then. If you take ibuprofen and it goes
what's
away,
the
that's not a
what's the definition of a migraine?
That's not a real migraine. Dude.
I mean, wait,
what's
has the definition doctor of a migraine? Diagnosed you with migraines, Barry? Because you might just have bad headaches.
Yeah, that's
okay,
not,
I have headaches.
Ibuprofen
but how long
doesn't
does a migraine
make migraines go away. Like,
what does?
Heavy medication is what you use for stuff like that. Like you go to the, if you go to the ER for a bad one, they give you like a shot. There's medicine for that. Ibuprofen
is
not helping you with a migraine.
There is a beginning and an end to a migraine, correct?
Of course there is. You start seeing the spots and stuff like that.
There's a beginning and an end to a broken leg.
Yes, you see spots. See, you've never had a migraine, dude. What?
Yeah,
but
Blandy,
if it's game, and it
if
goes
it's
away.
Game seven, no. If it's game seven of the NBA championship,
then maybe he fights through it.
And he has
he
a migraine. He's going
to
sit out.
If it's game seven of the NBA finals, he's probably going to try to go. Is he going to be effective? Probably not.
My only thought was, okay, let's say it's an hour before game time. He's got a migraine.
Your thought was wrong.
Can he suit up, sit on the bench? And what if after halftime he's feeling good, they can't put him in the second half?
Yeah, it's a good point. Get dressed. See what happens.
That's a good point.
Even if you want to sit in the locker room.
Sure. Okay. No.
Well, is this going to be a thing now? And obviously, Blandy's sensitive to this because he's got migraines.
I'm just saying, my wife deals with migraines, and she's been to the ER multiple times as a result. You're not getting over that with an ibuprofen.
Okay.
It's not happening.
All right. This is what maybe
she should toughen up.
If this becomes a regular thing with him, well, that could be a problem.
Look, I mean, I would never sit on here and call RJ soft because I don't think he is, and we know that he likes to play, and we know he's a tough competitor in the whole nine yards. I think he would play. I think we've seen him play sick before. So yeah, I guess this was too bad to battle.
Yeah, we're just giving him a hard time. If anyone's getting upset right now, like Blandy,
busting balls. That's what we do.
It is frustrating when you're excited to see your team play against the Celtics, though, and you hear that RJ, the hottest player on the team, 50% from three, he's out with a headache. You know, it's a little, it is disappointing. And will this become a thing? Because I know people who get migraines, and it's a semi-regular occurrence.
Yeah, so let's hope it's not with him, because with the way he's playing now, we can't afford to, I mean, what are they, 0-4 with it when he's out now, right? 0-3, 0-4.
Is that accurate?
Yeah, they haven't won when he sat out yet. I mean, there's the two or three games with his knee and then this. They've lost each of those games.
All right, has Tibbs arrived? Is Tibbs still watching film, Barry? Do you see him back
there? No, here he comes. He's coming
Tibbs
in.
Tibbs is a hottie with that facial hair.
Ugh. Tibbs, are you excited for your top five Tibbs guys to be revealed live on the show?
Yeah, you know what it is that it is. You know what I mean?
What?
You what it is that it is is?
What it is that it is?
What it is that it is?
I hear
you. What it is that it is.
Coach, do you ever have a migraine keep you out from coaching a game?
I had a migraine once back in 1998, and no, I did not let it keep me anywhere. They tried to keep me back, Craig, but I did what I did because, you know, I'm not going to miss a game. If the game's on the schedule, I'm there. RJ was being a little bit of a bitch, but, wow. You know, he'll bounce back.
Well, it is an honor to have you again on the show. First appearance this season. Has Janie reached out to you at all? Janie is very into the Tibbs.
I'm glad you asked. And Ralph, I hope you don't mind me saying this, but the letters have got to stop. Wow. It starts with the letters and then pictures. The pictures inside the letters.
Ralph, say what? The pictures.
Say what?
What are these pictures of? Yeah.
Wow. Pictures of more than I care to see.
Don't disrespect Ralph right now.
No, I'm a God-fearing man, and, you know, those are pictures I think should be shared between a man and a woman under the covenant of God.
Wow.
Amazing.
Bad situation for us.
Yeah. What's going on here?
Was that Woody Allen or was that Daniel?
It's
a bad situation for us. I mean,
that was Daniel's first appearance on the show this season, I think. Was it not?
I don't think so. I think I used the so deep.
All right, Tibbs, why don't you tell us what makes a great Tibbs guy?
Well, you know, first off, you want a guy that's going to react, you know, because the game tells you what to do, and you want a guy that knows what to do when he sees it. There's a lot of guys on this team that have been terrific. They've been huge for us. But for a real Tibbs guy, they've got to be ready to go. They got to be ready when their number is called. They got to play defense. They got to play hard. They got to play smart. And if they miss a shot, they miss a shot, Craig. But they got to take the shot when it's there.
Is that true? If they miss a shot, they miss a shot. Did you treat Obi that way last season?
Yeah, Obi couldn't defend a traffic cone, Craig. That's why he didn't see playing time.
Do you need to see playing time to be a Tibbs guy?
No, Craig. Some Tibbs guys are situational, right? Some guys fit with other guys, but they'll always be my guy. So no, I don't think it's dependent on that.
All right, are you ready to reveal, to have these Tibbs guys revealed? This might come as a surprise to you, but we're going to get the drum roll going, all right? Is your mouse charged up enough, Blandy? Can you believe that, Coach?
I'm good.
This guy, Blandy, doesn't come prepared to the game. He's not charged up. He's not ready to go.
I'm good. I'm ready to go.
I'm all charged up, Craig.
You're charged up. All right.
Is that because of Janie?
Is that what you were doing in the corner with those photos back there, Tibbs? All right, number five on the top five Tibbs guys. The man we were just talking about went 1-for-10 against the Celtics, but has had a great start to the season otherwise. Emmanuel Quickly. Tibbs, he's your sixth man off the bench, right? First man off the bench.
Sixth man of the year candidate last year, second place. You know, we love Quickly, right? He's a big shot maker, gives the game whatever it needs, on the ball, off the ball, confident, great competitor, can think on his feet.
Great dancer. You like his dance moves, or would you rather he stop doing that?
I could do without the pep and the step, Craig. Don't need all the flamboyance, but as long as he comes to play.
You trust him as much as you trust Jalen Brunson handling the ball?
I do, Craig. He's done great for us. It's been terrific. And deep in games, yeah, that's why you'll see him out there. You know, it's not who starts the game. It's who finishes the game, Craig, and that's why you'll see him out there a lot. Maybe not when he goes 1-for-10 against Boston, but we all have nights like that.
Let me ask you a question. Well, what do you think of his beard game? Because I'm not a
love it. I don't love it.
Well, Barry's back. All right, good. Let's can come back, Barry.
Good. That's
Tibbs,
good.
Tibbs doesn't have to dominate the show.
Of course he doesn't.
Wow.
But whatever, it's a look. I don't hate it.
I'm not a fan of it at all. I don't...
Listen, I know you can talk about that when that list that you want to do comes up.
It's patchy.
What do you want to do with the best-looking Knicks?
I just thought that'd be funny. I thought that'd be interesting.
The Quickly beard is too patchy for you?
Yeah, I don't know. I just don't think he's built for the beard.
It's fine. I mean, with the way some of these guys look around the league, I don't think it's that bad.
All right.
I like it. I like that. I like it. It gives him a little style. It's just he needed it anymore. All right, Tibbs. Number four on the Tibbs. Top five Tibbs, guys. Mitchell Robinson. Coming in at four. Great start to the season. Leads the team in rebounds. Offensive rebounds. Maybe the best in the league. Blandy thinks he's put on a lot of muscle and weight, and that's helping his game. How are you feeling with Mitch this year, Tibbs?
You know, Mitch has been terrific. He's spent a lot of time in the gym this summer getting his body right. His arms are chiseled. You can really see it when they're glistening with perspiration. He's gotten his shoulders to a breathtaking rounded shape that just bulge. His legs are solid, powerful. Even his glutes are firm yet delectable in a way that makes you yearn for his next rebound.
Did you write that? Did you prepare that? What did you just say? His legs are delectable?
Some things speak to me, Craig.
Makes you yearn.
And nothing
for
speaks to me like a guy in the box.
Do you talk to Janie with that mouth?
Oh my God. Wow.
What did you say? Nothing speaks to you like a guy in the box.
Yeah, a guy down low, you know. Bumping, grinding for position.
Right. It's getting gross. It's getting gross, and I'm getting fucking close. Is that your favorite place to be in the box?
That's a no answer from Tibbs. I think a no answer is as good as a regular as an actual answer there.
How do you think Mitch played against the Celtics, guys? His numbers weren't what they usually are.
It wasn't one of his best games.
No, I mean, well, the problem is Porzingis.
Yeah, listen.
I mean, he hasn't really played anybody else that stretched him out like that. So when Porzingis is all the way out there, Mitch has got to get away from the net. So his rebounds are going to go down, obviously, and then it opens up the floor for all those guys. Boston's got a good team. I mean, the way that they're set up on both sides of the ball. But, you know, their offense with KP, it's making a huge difference, and it does affect Mitch big time.
Yeah, it seemed to affect Hartenstein, too. I mean, neither of them had good games. So when both of them have subpar games, RJ's not there. You're just missing a huge chunk of production, both rebounds-wise and scoring.
Yeah.
Yeah, they were... Yeah. It's interesting how it affects them so much when it really is just, what, Porzingis and Horford?
Well, yeah, but Horford doesn't really matter. I mean, I think you'll live and die with whatever Horford does out there. It's just, you know, Porzingis, he's such a good shooter, you know, that you gotta stay up there to try to defend him.
I think Mitch had like six boards in that game.
Yeah, I think six, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. All right, well, it didn't keep him off the list.
All right, so Quickly five, Robinson four for Tibbs' favorite guys.
Yeah, now we're into the top three.
Yeah, that's how it works.
After five, you have four.
Then three.
And you have the top three. Yeah. So we'll start with number two. Drum roll.
What?
I'm joking.
Start with number two.
Number two on Tibbs' list, Josh Hart. How are we feeling about Josh Hart this season? What's interesting about Josh Hart is he was, maybe him and Quickly were the two top guys off the bench last year. And of all the guys coming off the bench this season, I'm least excited by Josh Hart.
Well, his shooting hasn't been good.
You're more excited about Dante DiVincenzo than Josh Hart already?
Equal. I would say equal.
Okay.
But iHeart, IQ.
I still am higher on Hart than I am on DiVincenzo.
Hartenstein? What about Hartenstein?
No, Hartenstein I would put a peg above Hart, yeah.
But he's, I don't know, right, what it is, but it just seems like a lot more guys this year have the heart that Hart had last year, where it seemed like he was instilling that in everyone last season. I feel like it's more well-rounded this year in regards to that. Like, there's more guys that play with that intensity.
Yeah, well, I'm surprised. Yeah, I didn't have him crack. Did I have him crack? Oh, yeah, I did have him crack my top five of Tibbs guys. Yeah, oh, yeah, because, yeah, he fills in for RJ when RJ can't start, obviously, we saw. And, yeah, and he plays a lot in, you know, different rotations.
He hasn't had a great start to the season. He's also being asked to play somewhat out of position at times. You know, like, he was the backup. He's the backup four, right? I mean, how many minutes did he play against the Celtics? Like 40 minutes? I think something like that. That's a lot to ask for a guy who's, you know, 6'5". But his shooting has not been good.
You know, I'd like to say something about Josh. You know, he's my guy. And, you know, it's with Josh Hart, it's what he brings on and off the court. You know, he's kind of become the team's nutritionist in a way. Oh. That Gatorade jug that you see behind the bench doesn't fill itself. Josh is always there extra early, making sure it's full of warm breast milk for his teammates.
From his own wife.
I don't know. We don't ask where it comes from. Again, that's personal.
Those are pretty big jugs. I mean, the Gatorade jug is a pretty big jug. And, like, you couldn't fill that up with just, you know, like, one woman. There's no way one woman is producing enough milk for that, to fill that jug. No jugs.
From what I understand, he was a ladies' man long before his current wife. So there may be a lot of relationship he still has.
Wow. Are you sure you're not talking out of turn here, Coach?
Friendly. So wait, are you saying relationships? That
the breast milk is from multiple women?
I would think it would have to be.
And Tibbs, do the coaches partake in that?
Oh, yeah, we all do.
Just the players?
No, yeah. We all do. We all do.
And whose idea was that?
Josh. That Josh, but, you know, we listen. We listen to him. He's got a lot of experience in the league. He's been around, part of a bunch of different teams. Did I ever tell you about the time when we won that Cleveland Cavaliers series and they dumped the whole thing all over me?
This is the weirdest Pillsbury Doughboy.
Just like a white Pillsbury Doughboy.
Wow.
Huh. Okay.
And that's the secret to Mitch's body this year. It's the breast milk.
The hidden ingredient, Craig.
Well, I guess that's why everyone's so connected on this team now. Everyone's sharing the same breast milk of so many women. This is taking such an odd turn.
Oh, man.
I still don't understand how we got to number two.
That was number three. I was joking when I said
when he said 5 and 4, and I said, "Yeah, that's."
And you said that's how it works.
Come on.
And he
said, then I said, "All right, now we're going to go to number two." All right, but now we're going to number two. Number two is for Tibbs' top five guys. This is a big moment because we only have There's a couple guys left that you think it would be, right? Number two is Jalen Brunson.
Hmm.
Jalen Brunson, who's known Thibodeau since he was a little kid.
That's true.
Is only coming in at two. And his dad's on the bench. How many charges does Jalen Brunson have right now?
77.
I mean, he puts his face into everything.
Yeah, he does.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He loves facials.
Yeah, he's a tough dude.
I mean, is there a tougher player on this team, though, than Jalen Brunson?
A tougher player? I would say Randall's tough, but...
But he's
I
so
mean,
big.
Brunson actually plays with hustle and is tough at the same time. We don't always see that with Randall.
If you're talking about, like, toughness as it relates to height and size, then
I'm not talking about who would win in a wrestling
match. He's probably
match.
The toughest. Pound for but pound, who, he's probably the toughest.
Yeah, who can take more of a beating and get up over and over and over again in spite of their size? Like, Brunson's willing to stand in front of anyone coming down the lane. And not that Randall isn't, but when you're smaller, it's a little scarier.
But that's the thing. There are guys in the league where that's their thing, and that's like their only thing, you know, is being tough and, you know, taking charges. Maybe they're just like a defense specialist, but he's got so many different things going for him. The level of difficulty of his shots, like he was taking in the Boston game and pretty much, you know, almost all the time is really, really high.
He single-handedly kept them close or in the lead in that first half.
Just as an aside, quick, are you trying to talk like Christopher Walken?
Who, no. Greg?
No, you.
No, you.
Me?
Didn't it kind of set that whole last thing?
Really
he was
high?
Shots. He was really high.
No, I wasn't.
It was Jalen Brunson.
It is true, though, Barry. And we got to hear from Tibbs at some point. Let's not forget about him. He's just sitting there. But Brunson does take all those charges, but he's like the star of this team. You know, we really can't lose him to injury.
No.
No.
But he has no fear in getting in front of anything. And it is a little scary how many arms and elbows he takes to the face. Not that that's going to put him out, but. Tibbs, what's your take on Jalen? Do you
have anything to say?
Yeah, well, he's your number two Tibbs guy.
Well, you know, he's got so many tools in his bag that, you know, over the summer, the staff just told him to take one of those strengths that he already has and enhance it. So this summer after FIBA, but before camp, we got him a new trainer from L'Oreal to help him really accentuate the body hair, mainly in the shoulders. You know, it's become such a distraction to the defense, particularly on post-ups, that the sheer nastiness of it has allowed him to create some extra space down there.
Oh, by like leaning in with his shoulder, you mean?
Yeah, kinda? Yeah, really creates and opens up for him, gets some space between him and the defender to get up those shots. It's all the shoulder hair.
Is there a correlation between Tibbs guys and body hair?
Hmm.
I mean, he's not worried about, he's not man grooming it.
Do you groom shoulder
tough
hair?
Tough guys don't do that shit. I suppose if I had shoulder hair, I might. Especially if for my job, I had to wear...
Tank tops?
A tank top.
And everybody saw it?
All right, guys. Number one on Tibbs' list. Everyone's favorite. Always battling an ankle injury. Julius Randle.
No surprise there, I don't think.
I put him at number one because it doesn't matter how shitty
he was my number one.
Yeah, how shitty he plays, he's always out there.
So I was curious, did you guys put him up there because of what you think Tibbs thinks of him, or because you really do think he's a Tibbs guy? Like he should be a Tibbs guy.
I think it's of what Tibbs thinks of him.
I don't, he's not, he's clearly not a Tibbs guy in terms of hustle and defense, but he's always out there, always. So he can't not be a Tibbs guy, and he would play him all that time. Like,
but he does not fit into the other guys.
No, he does not at all. Not,
but he's
not,
got some type of strange, guy. He's got some type of strange love hold over Thibodeau, man, where.
Yeah, it's called, I mean, 25
Thibodeau's
and
just,
10.
Must be infatuated with him.
Well, it's also called there's nobody else in that position that's even decent. And even last year, like, I think we're seeing that with, like, Obi's fine, and but he's not, you can't replace. I mean, I'm saying this now, even though we probably called for him to replace Randle in the years past, but there's no one even close to him. Tibbs really does have no choice. All right, well, there you have it. That was an exciting Tibbs top five guys.
I didn't even get to talk about my guy, Randle.
Well, are you going to talk about him? You can just say whatever you want at any point.
Well, you know, the thing is with Randle, you know, a lot of people were questioning him at the beginning of the season, but I don't really worry about him scoring the ball because we all know how gifted of a scorer he is, and I tell him that. You know, late nights in the office when everyone else has gone home and just he and I are in there looking at the film, massaging each other's feet. I tell him, this is your team. It's your team.
And you're massaging each other's feet.
Yeah.
Okay.
You know, we got coaches and players do that, especially you know, this year with the Skechers. Skechers haven't really been too good for him, I don't think. And, you know, feet can be sore sometimes.
Okay.
Would you wear Skechers, Tibbs?
No.
To play basketball?
No. I'm a K-Swiss guy, Crick.
K-Swiss.
I wear Skechers. Not on the court, though. But that's because I don't go out on the court.
I was going to say, what do you wear on the court?
What shooting percent? How would Randall have to be shooting? How poorly would Randall have to be shooting in a game
for you to consider one arm
taking him out?
I think he'd have to have one arm.
How many turnovers or dribbles off the feet would he have to do in one game to consider taking him out and replacing him with Josh Hart at power forward? 80.
Yeah.
So there's a chance.
He's got a long leash.
So you're telling me there's a chance.
I mean, that leash
80
is...
turnovers off the foot. Were you noticing against the Celtics that Randall was he was playing pretty well, right? He seems more like his old self. Right. Maybe a few years ago, old self. Where he started bringing the ball up the court more, and like waving off Brunson when he was asking for the ball, he's like, "I got it," and bringing the ball up the court. That was like pre-Brunson days. Did you notice that?
Yeah. The other thing I notice is, you know, I'm sure he still does his meditations and stuff before the games to get his mind right.
How are you sure that guy's not here?
I feel like I'm sure of it. And I feel it's a feeling, because I feel like if you watch him, and you could take really, I feel like any game this season, because there's always going to be calls that he's not happy with. But I feel like as the game goes on, the very beginning of the game, there'll be a call against him, and it's a bad call. Everybody who's watching knows it's a bad call. It should have been called a foul, and he doesn't say a thing. He runs back to his side, and it's like, wow, this is like a new Randall. He's not arguing with the referees, but. The more the game goes on, the more he does act up to the refs, and he doesn't get back on defense, and he does let it stick with him. So that's just something I've noticed the last couple of games, and it's really weird. So that's why I think he's doing meditation, because I think it's like still fresh. You know, he just got done doing his oohs and his ahs or whatever he does, and he's still feeling that zen that first quarter. But by second quarter, that's gone. And then he turns back into Julius, and, you know, he lets the shit bother him. And then it's all of a sudden it's 5-on-4 down the other end of the court because he's, you know, throwing his hands up in the air, not hustling back because he's pissed off.
Yeah, I think I'm getting used to just accepting that Julius is going to be Julius, you know. And he doesn't need to be, he's not the top guy anymore. He is not going to be, so... He's like the third or fourth guy on the team, the way I view it, especially the way RJ's playing.
Yeah.
It's a bonus when he's playing really well. All right, guys, do you want to hear who the voicemail caller is that we've been waiting so long to get?
Yeah, I want to hear.
Well, first we have a first-time caller.
Oh.
And then we will hear from the man who's been missing. All right, Blandy, why don't you play voicemail number two?
Hey, what's up? My name is Brian, first-time caller. I'm kind of pissed I didn't get to hear Clyde butcher Wembanyama. I feel like that would have been pretty funny. I know I'm calling after the Spurs game, but I need to hear this guy say Wembanyama.
So that was it from Brian. Did Clyde not call that game, or did we not do a drop of him?
That was a national game against
the Spurs.
That
was a national game. Okay. Feels like so long ago. That is too bad.
Even the caller can't even say his name right, so forget about Clyde trying to say it.
Yeah, how did he say it?
He said Wembanyama with an N at the end.
Wembanyama.
Right. He faced off against Chet Holmgren tonight, by the way. I don't know if you caught any of that game.
A little bit.
Thunder blew.
All right, next voicemail. I think we need a drum roll for this, Blandy.
Oh, okay.
What up, guys? Here's Issam calling in from Chelsea, a.k.a. the Beast from the Middle East, a.k.a.
Yes.
Rookie of the Year, a.k.a. Abu Shaki. First of all,
he's back.
I can't believe, guys, you're planning to cancel this show. I'm happy. I'm glad you didn't. I pay cable just to watch the Knicks, and you're the only show I listen to or even watch. So I'm glad you guys are still on. I'm not even on Instagram anymore. Crazy. So about Wimbayama or whatever his name is, the guy's an asshole. Before the game, he said, oh, I thought the Garden's going to be bigger. Well, fuck you, man. Like, he thought you were going to be better, so fuck you. on the OnlyFans shit, you guys are not thinking it properly. Here's the question.
Let's see. Wait, can I just say, is it possible that Abu Shaki just doesn't like French players? Is that possible?
Oh, okay, because he hates Fournier.
Clearly he hates Fournier.
That's a great point.
And now he's talking shit about Wembanyama. I mean, maybe he's just got a thing about, you know, French NBA players.
Yeah, what are his thoughts on Rudy Gobert?
Yeah, I mean, you know what? Or maybe he should call in and talk to us about those guys.
Maybe there's a bias there, yeah.
Why isn't on
and what are we talking, what's he talking about right now? I feel like I missed it.
I'll go back a little.
Let's see, Barry's wife isn't on his fans.
What?
Craig, would you watch it? Would you pay for it?
If your wife was on OnlyFans.
And Barry, would you
pay for it? Barry's?
Yeah.
What about your kids?
Yeah, Barry, what about your kids?
They'll be working in school and kids will be, oh, I will watch your mother play with herself. What if you're in the barbecue? It's Thanksgiving dinner. Like, you wouldn't know who watched your wife.
That's right.
That's a good point.
So here's the question. Craig, would you pay to watch Barry's wife on OnlyFans? And Barry, how would you feel about it? Hey, guys. Love you guys. It's wow. Hard next life.
Man, did this dude just did this?
I'm already paying to watch Barry's wife on OnlyFans. It's great.
That's just... Wow.
I am a top subscriber. Is that a thing?
Boy, that escalated quickly.
You were right in there.
You know, thanks for clearing that all up, Abu Shaki. I had no idea that people can actually watch OnlyFans.
Yeah, what did you think it was?
So your kids could watch? Of course. I knew. I'm being sarcastic.
Oh, I was like, what are you talking about?
Right, I didn't really think about the
you could
the
be at the barbecue and people could
watch. Yeah, people are bringing it up.
It's true. Mm-hmm. Why not? Barry's flipping burgers say, on the grill.
Does that say more about them, though, or about my wife? The fact that they're watching my wife. Maybe that says something about them. So
yeah, but wouldn't you just be flipping the burgers and you'd be like, yeah, but look around. Look at this is all paid for.
By the OnlyFans.
By you, suckers.
That's right.
Who's laughing now? Like, I get to just barbecue all day. Don't have to work. Sell bicycles.
That's right.
Teach. Have you convinced your wives to do OnlyFans yet or no?
No, it's still in negotiations.
Still talking about it.
Yeah.
Okay, good. All right, well, Abu Shaki, thanks for coming back.
You know, I don't know if you know that men can also have OnlyFans accounts as well.
And do you have one, Tibbs? Is that what you're trying to tell us?
No, but we do have a player on the team that does.
Oh.
If you had to guess one player on the Knicks roster to have an OnlyFans, maybe that should just be another episode, our top five likely OnlyFans. Who would have OnlyFans?
I could think of one that I think would be crazy enough to do
something
like that.
Hold on, let me think for a minute.
Well, I could tell you who does have one, but his handle on OnlyFans is Cinnabush. Want to take a crack at it?
Cinnabush?
Cinnabush, that's right.
Is that supposed to be like Dante?
Oh, yeah, you got it. You got it. You know, he calls his own unit Dante's Inferno because his dong looks like it's engulfed in flames. Just sitting in fire, his penis. That's what it looks like. Look, he's just standing in the locker room. Looks like he's giving Carrot Top a leg lock.
Tibbs, I don't, like, where did this come from?
Abu Shaki brought it up, and, you know, I thought you had a right to know.
I mean,
I feel bad asking this, but who is that player on the Knicks bench? I texted it to you guys earlier. Who is that player on the Knicks bench?
Looks like a
Dante DiVincenzo lookalike.
It's not Ryan?
He looks just like him. No, it's not Ryan Arcidiacono.
Kachacha
There's another guy Pocono? That looks just like Dante Ryan on the bench. Do you know who I'm talking about, Barry?
Yes.
And you don't know who it is either.
You want me to fucking say his name? I don't fucking even, I don't bother learning his name.
Do you know what I'm, you don't see him ever though?
Is it Dylan Windler? He's white.
Oh, probably. I mean, there's not,
yeah, it's definitely who you're thinking of.
Because I don't think it's Daquan Jeffries. I don't think he looks like Dante. Dude, he looks
just like Dante.
He doesn't have the red hair though.
Has he ever played? Did he play in preseason? Yeah.
He played. He's
he does have
minutes.
Like reddish.
Dylan Windler has gotten into three hair. Games.
Yeah.
All right, guys, y'all hear that music? It's time.
By the way,
for
Dylan
news.
Windler did not go to Villanova, but he once thought about going to Villanova. I think that's.
I'm
why
sure
he's
he
on
did.
The team. That's why he's on the team. All right. Not much going on, truthfully.
Fantastic.
I was looking for the salacious stuff. Nothing that I could find, really. Injury updates. Jay Crowder, something with his groin. He's out, I think, 8 weeks after surgery. Not that, you know, he was really doing all that much. The Bucks have not been so great so far this year, if you've been paying any attention. I think Damian Lillard's shooting like 27% from three. Kelly Oubre, you hear about Kelly Oubre?
Yes.
Yeah, terrible.
Out on the street, and he gets hit by a car that fled the scene. I think he broke a rib, had some contusions and things like that. So he's going to be out for a little bit of time.
Were there other details on that, or is that all of it?
I don't think there were any. He just he got hit by a car.
Was it in like the middle of the night, during the day?
Saturday. It was Saturday night. I know that. In Center City in Philadelphia. I mean, I don't know the time. I mean, but...
Crazy.
He's been, you know, having a big season for them so far. Robert Williams, who is one of the big pieces that the Celtics sent to the Trailblazers to get Drew Holiday, is out for the season with a knee injury. That's a big blow for them. Not that this is any surprise, but Ben Simmons has some kind of nerve impingement in his lower back. And is going to be reevaluated in about a week or so.
Unbelievable.
And how was he playing? I haven't been paying attention to that.
No, yeah, he's playing pretty
season,
well too.
Playing for them.
Was he playing well?
Yeah. I mean, from what I know, it's if I look him up really quick, let's see.
And a neck nerve impingement?
No, I think actually in his back.
Oh, back.
He's averaging 6.5 points, which sucks, but 10.8 boards and 6.5 assists a game. So far this year. I mean, that's, you know, and shooting 50-something% from the field, you know?
Yeah.
So he's been playing well for them. But of course, again, he's out, which, you know, they'll reevaluate him in a week and he won't be any better. And then they'll reevaluate him in another week and something else will be bothering him. That's just the way it is with him. The Nuggets have signed Coach Mike Malone to a contract extension, which will make him, according to Adrian Wojnarowski, one of the highest paid coaches in the league. The financials have yet to be announced. The Sacramento Kings named a woman as the new head coach of their G League team, the Stockton Kings. She's the only female coach coaching a men's professional basketball team here. Lindsay Harding, who 15 or so years ago out of Duke was the number one overall pick in the WNBA draft. I know Becky Hammon coached the Spurs during preseason games, right? Not in the G League? I think.
I don't remember her ever being down in the G League. I know, she was like second chair to just, top for a while.
Yeah.
Maybe summer league or something for Becky Hammon.
Maybe that's what it was. Maybe she was the summer league coach. But this is the first woman to be a coach of a G League team.
Hammon led the Spurs to the Las Vegas Summer League title in 2015. Is that possible? 8 years ago.
She's been around for a while with them. The only other thing is, and I wasn't sure if it was going to stay in or not, was those comments from Zion the other day. I mean, that guy doesn't look like... He looks like he can't get out of New Orleans faster than... Like, he wants out immediately. What did he say? He's buying into the program, and he's just going
to... He's trusting the process. Yeah, he's trying to buy. He's trying to buy in.
Yeah, he's trying to buy in. I mean, whatever.
It's nice having a team without any fucking drama, is it not?
It is.
Yeah.
Fingers crossed. Yeah. But that's it. There's nothing. I couldn't find anything else better. So that's the way the basketball bounces.
All right, guys, that's going to do for today's show. Barry's yawning. Barry's got a big surgery coming up. We got a big white elephant party coming up.
Yeah, we do.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Just got the invite to that.
I said,
what is it, Barry?
I said to my wife, I said, what if, you know, because I think, what is it? It's a $30 maximum on the gift.
$30 max, yeah.
So I said, what if there's no maximum?
I didn't even look.
I said, what if there's no maximum on the gift?
No.
No.
And then she said, what if somebody gets like something like really big and then somebody gets something really small? I said, well, that's the fun and the excitement of
that's it. That's not fun.
The humor
it's
of it.
Not cool. Oh. You know, make people feel like shit if you buy like a fucking Peloton bicycle or something.
And somebody gets you some scratch-offs.
I mean, you might have people literally fighting for that shit.
Right.
That's a bad...
I knew you were going to say something like that, because last year...
Bad situation for us.
Yeah, it would be.
Yeah. Last year, we did the whole thing where we were assigned people, and you guys were assigned each other. Or one of you was... Were you assigned each other, or just one of you?
No, remember it was a big thing, because my wife got me, and then she switched with Barry. And
So we're not doing that, though, again, right?
No. But I remember you saying that your gift, you spent more, significantly more than the maximum.
No, I don't think it was significant.
Well, but
is the idea to get a really good gift or a gag gift?
It's up
We've
to the individual.
We've had this conversation how many times. We did stupid gag gifts, and then we were like, but then we're just wasting money. Why don't we get
That's
good
why
gifts?
I didn't understand why we couldn't have a max. Oh, but then you're saying, okay, because if some people didn't spend as much money, then it's like, fuck them. Okay.
But we shouldn't be doing gag gifts, because then you're just fucking burning money.
You know, you can't tell people what to do. I'm trying to get a good gift this year. However, I think there's some people who think a gift is good, and it's terrible. So you'd rather almost get the gag gift from someone.
Mm-hmm. Than get a gift that someone else thinks is good.
I guess I'll try to get a good gift.
I'm trying to give you an example.
Because I want to leave with something good, so I should buy something good.
Exactly.
It's like that year Chris, I could also say one of Barry's, Chris got like a calendar and a planner or something.
It's like a chia pet, a Golden Girls chia pet.
The Golden Girls chia pet?
Yeah, it was like a Dorothy chia pet or something.
Maybe another year he got that. But remember he got like a portfolio thing?
You mean he bought it or
he bought it. He bought it.
And he thought that was the greatest gift because it's something he wanted.
Did he raid the closet at his school?
Or Barry stuff. Got like the charging. What'd you get? Like a power strip one year?
Oh,
power strip.
Better than a power strip, bro. I still have that thing. I still fucking use it.
I still have the headlamp you got for me 1 year.
Yeah.
Or I got from you.
Yep.
I still use that.
Good. All right. See, and I wouldn't have thought that was even a good gift. Good.
So you're doing a gag gift, Landy?
No, I want to get a real gift.
Real gift.
I don't want to waste my money. I was thinking of maybe getting Mancala, given that is the gift.
That was part of a collection. It was like one of three games, I think.
You know, it's the girls you have to watch out for with these fucking gifts, by the way.
Right, like candles and body soap.
They think like, candles, chocolates, a scarf. Like, this is what they think is good.
Well, I'd half the chocolates. Group is female, you know.
Well, that those are the risky ones.
You also have to be careful of the girls or girl, Barry's wife, who will scope out whatever the best gift is and then somehow just end up with it and take it, even if she didn't get it. You got
to
be careful.
My wife
too.
Is going to have a big talking to leading up to this party.
Is that right?
Yeah, it's a stern talking to.
Wow.
About etiquette.
She can't be a bully this year.
No, she can't.
It's not right.
She can't. Because then the other person doesn't want to stoop down to her level and, like, fight about it, so they just let her have it, and it's really not right.
I think that's why she does it. She knows she's going to get her way. Which makes it even worse.
She's a very good-hearted person, but when it comes to that, she, you know, I don't know what it is. Something comes over her, and she, like, has to have it.
She can't just get... Like, all these gifts are $30, unless it's Barry's gift. Could just go out and get it. Often, I feel like she wants her own gift.
Yeah, yeah, she's that type of person.
And it's her trying to fight for her own gift.
So she should just buy... Really whatever she decides to buy, she should just buy two of them.
Yeah,
one
for
her and one for the gift.
That's a great point. That's a great point, too.
Why don't you let her do that this year, and then she won't be so...
I'll add that into my lecture. Some advice.
Or you should have to pay someone. If you want someone's gift, you have to pay them for it. Because I would do that. To buy it off of them.
Well, would you give them your gift that you had too? So it's like interest. You give them, we're going to swap gifts, and I'm going to give you money on top of it.
Should be a negotiation. Yeah. I mean, some sort of negotiation.
Or is it like an auction if more than one person wants it? They bid on it.
Maybe at the White Elephant party, we should set up an OnlyFans. That night, we'll set one up. What do you think?
Your gift for White Elephant should be a subscription to your OnlyFans.
Or like an OnlyFans starter kit.
All right, guys. Barry, good luck on Thursday.
Yeah. Thank you.
You nervous?
No, not nervous.
Have you done anything like this before?
No, I mean, I was put out for the colonoscopy last year, but I never had surgery, no.
Me too, I've never had surgery. I'm going to for my physical on Friday, and I'm due for my colonoscopy, so.
At Thanksgiving next week, there's going to be three of us that have just had recent surgeries.
Oh, wow.
Me and my two brother-in-laws. My wife's brother had hernia surgery as well about 2 weeks ago. Oh. And then my sister's husband was complaining of pain, like right underneath his right breast, but like just underneath the right rib cage. Whoa. For 4 days, he had pain there, and he thought that maybe he pulled a muscle. And he's like, yeah, if it persists, I guess I'll go to the doctor. Well, Sunday morning, it was really painful. He goes to the ER. They do like an ultrasound. Turns out he's got gallstones in his gallbladder. And they said, yeah, we're going to have to operate and get that thing out. So he stayed overnight. He had surgery on Monday. They took out his gallbladder, which apparently is one of those things you don't need. And stayed another night. And then he went home on Tuesday.
Wow.
Yeah. So he'll be recovering from that. I'll be recovering from my thing. It's going to be a you know.
Wow. Is it a long recovery process for the hemorrhoids or?
The hernia.
What do they do? Recovery. Do they just like tie them off so that way the blood stops flowing to them and then they just.
Oh, you're talking hemorrhoids as well now?
You guys are too much. Is it a long recovery? Like, will you be going back
to
home
work the next day? I'll be like home for 4 days. And then I'll see how I feel. I feel like we go back to work on Monday, but I can't lift anything for like 4 weeks. They don't want you lifting anything over 20 pounds.
And then like extra care for the first few weeks.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of dick, onto the bed.
Oh, jeez. What?
That's funny. But okay. Speaking of dick onto the bed, I did have a thought about jerking off, like a masturbation.
Is that like for this show?
All right, maybe it's not.
You mean
the
because
right show
of the hernia surgery, or do you?
Yeah,
mean
like I'm thinking I'm
going
to have to abstain for a little while. It might be too strenuous for that. Anyway, I mean, question for
if,
the doctor.
But if
I guess,
the hemorrhoids
that, I won't ask.
But the
is it too strenuous for you to do yourself?
Yeah,
because of the motions.
No, not the motion. I think just internally,
the way your body reacts,
the way your body might thrust internally to you know, the whole thing. It might be
does
too strainful for that area.
It thrusts. Does your body thrust?
You don't have an internal thrust that pushes
is that
out.
I didn't know that.
You don't think you could do it without thrusting?
I think I can do it without thrusting. I'm saying, what I mean by the internal thrust, I mean the ejaculation, Craig.
Inside his body.
Yeah, inside whatever it is that pushes out.
How violent is this?
Why don't you ask?
Jay, I'm 45 years old, but you would think I was a teenager. The way I gush. It's all right, Craig. It's the end of the show. Don't worry.
Most people already shut it off at this point.
Well, stay
did
off.
Did you ever bounce the ball?
Stay
by
off
the way?
Blandy's wife's OnlyFans, and you won't have to worry about it.
I bounced the ball.
All right.
Damn right.
Did you hear what I said?
No. What'd you say?
Stay off my OnlyFans.
Stay off Blandy's wife's OnlyFans.
That's
and
not
you won't have to worry about it.
That's. I don't. That's not. I don't appreciate that.
How's that looking? No respect. No respect at all. You.
I can't imagine that's a problem. Barry.
Yeah, I guess we'll see how I feel.
You're able to pee, do other bodily things. I think
yeah,
they would
but those
tell
aren't
you.
As violent, Craig. I mean, he made it sound like when he,
No, he's internally, it's not violent.
It's an eruption.
I've got my school issue iPad here. Should I Google that on my school issue iPad? Is it okay to ejaculate after having hernia surgery?
That's a great question.
I'll Google it right on my
Is it okay to masturbate?
Well, they're going
to
ask me, they're going to run through all the stuff. They're like, all right, make sure.
That you can do or can't do.
Yeah, make sure you do alternate Advil and ibuprofen, whatever, Tylenol and ibuprofen. Don't eat or do this. And then they're going to say, do you have any questions for me? And it's going to be running through my head. Like, what about ejaculation?
Are you really going to ask that?
It's going to be in my head, but I don't think I'll have the nerve to ask it.
Okay. Is it okay to masturbate after a hemorrhoid surgery? We do recommend
hernia
masturbation
surgery,
first, making sure all works well. Hernia surgery. Yeah, it is okay, according to Google, by the way.
Really?
Aren't any restrictions on sexual activity after a laparoscopic surgery for inguinal hernia. Is that what you have?
So mine's not in the groin. How about an umbilical hernia?
No, you got that baby hernia. Okay. The umbilical hernia.
Yep.
Apparently, you can. There's no waiting period.
Oh, that's great.
Umbilical hernia. There's no waiting period for masturbation after umbilical hernia repair. Huh. But exercise and lifting should be avoided.
It's weird, because isn't masturbation a form of exercise?
I mean, it doesn't have to be.
Okay.
You probably will be nervous doing it about what it might feel like when it does happen.
What if it tears open the
stitches?
You
might not enjoy it as much because you're like, is this going to hurt?
I know.
So you'll be doing it at the same time trying not to do it.
You'll get the recap here next week.
Can't wait.
Let you know.
All right, yeah. Well, we'll start the show off with your masturbation stories. All right. Until next time. It is a hard. It's so hard. It is...
But when it happens, usually it's very hard, and it gets bigger.
This has been one of the more unusual episodes. It is a hard.
Nick's
life.
It's a hard Nick's life.
Thank you for listening to Believe. You can show support to your host by subscribing to the show and giving us a 5-star rating on your preferred platform. Check us out at Believe.com and search for BLEAV on YouTube.
You know when you're listening to a true crime story that has an unbelievable plot twist that makes you stop in your tracks? That's what our podcast, People Are the Worst, brings you with each episode. I'm Rachel.
And I'm Rebecca. We're identical twins who love true crime cases that make you say, "Didn't see that coming," and we hate the people responsible for them. Listen to People Are the Worst now on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.